Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. It's 10 after 9. It's 77 degrees outside, and I have a guest across the way. And we've been talking about this for a little bit today. Tom and I talked about it. But my guest across the way from the Greater Wabash Regional Planning Commission, it is David Savage. Good morning, David. How are you doing this morning? Appreciate you being here.
Well, thanks. This is a new venue for you and I.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You've been, well, now, hold on. You've been, I barely got started doing this gig, by the way, by the time you were retiring.
Well, that's right.
I think I only had you for like two or three times.
Oh, we did a show. We did the 100th episode. I remember that.
Oh, did we really?
Yeah, we had a cake and everything.
That is right. Yeah. That is right.
So we did that one, and then we've done blood drive stuff, and you know, now we're talking about business education symposiums.
So you bring this up like you're looking for a smoking jacket or a robe. For being a you know, a 10-time guest or a 5-time guest or something like that.
I want to be the Steve Martin at WFIW, you know, the 5-timers club.
You know, the 5-timers club.
There
I
you
like
go.
That. I like. I would think you're certainly.
If I could just two more venues, I gotta come in for two more different organizations.
Oh, okay. Well, you see, now you've been here. Oh, goodness. I could think of four or five different things you've been on here for.
Well, we did the blood drive, I know, and we did school, and now we're doing this.
Blood drive, school, but I was thinking there was another one, maybe a giveaway.
No, no.
Or something at the church.
No, I'm sorry, that must have been somebody else. But
it was you, Dave. I know.
Okay, whatever. we'll verify before I get the smoking jacket and the special lounge out here, okay?
Well, thank you very much for coming on again. All right, so we're talking about the Business Education Symposium. Tell us, first of all, for folks who don't realize it, and there are probably a lot of people who don't know what the Greater Wabash Regional Planning Commission does, what exactly is the GWRPC?
Okay, we represent 7 counties. First of all, we represent Crawford, Edwards, Lawrence, Richland, Wabash, Wayne, and White counties. And one of our goals is to try to help with economic development. We work with, you know, try to help bring grant money to various communities in those 7 counties. A lot of it is, you know, water and sanitation and trying to help out with those kind of things, you know.
Infrastructure mainly, I guess?
Well, that's part of it, you know, and we've done various projects throughout the 7 counties. Well, as we were working on that, we would hear from different people. You know, man, I'm having a hard time finding quality employees, you know, or I'll hire somebody, but, you know, they seem like they lack this skill or that skill. And I don't mean necessarily skills that are job-related, you know, like, you know, if we're talking about pouring concrete or we're talking about, you know, installing water line or things like, we're not talking about that, but we're talking.
That would be kind of a specific.
Yeah, but what we're talking about is just, you know, basic work habit kind of things. And so we're hearing this more and more. And, of course, we deal with, you know, just economic other issues. For example, we're involved with a project now called SET, S-E-T, Stronger Economies Together. And one of the components that came out of those SET meetings was when we would talk with people from various businesses. You know, it may be manufacturing, it may be clothing, it may be, you know, the radio business, whatever. People were saying the same thing. We're having issues. So we developed a survey and we sent it out, you know, to various businesses, and we got quite a few back, and we were just kind of tracking what the results were. You know,
what kind of percentage do you think you got back, Dave?
Oh, I'd say out of the ones we gave out, I'd say we probably had 70% come back.
Oh, really?
Of what we gave.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's what I'm saying, Bruce. This is a concern that a lot of people have.
Yeah.
And as we were talking with them, we were hearing the same things over and over again. And I started research this along with the, you know, other folks over there at Greater Wabash. And we found a terminology that a lot of people are using now in the business community called soft skills.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of our people who are coming into the workplace were lacking in those soft skills. So we start talking amongst ourselves, okay, what can we do? What can we do to try to resolve this issue and make things better both for, you know, people coming out of school looking for a job and those people who are looking to hire?
You're going to have to help me here. I probably know what they are, but I don't know which it's terminology that is foreign to me.
Okay,
what are soft skills?
All right. Soft skills are things such as, you know, when you talk to somebody, like you and I are sitting here, we were making eye contact with one another.
Yeah, listening.
Listening skills.
You can tell we're both paying attention, and I'm paying attention in class, basically.
Exactly.
You're a teacher.
Exactly. You know, we're talking about the ability to communicate your thoughts. You know, I was listening when I walked in. You know, we're talking about this gentleman who's online all the time.
Yeah.
And there's a place for that. I don't want to sound like I'm discouraging that.
Sure, of course.
There is a place for use of that. But you have to be able to talk to somebody else.
Right.
You've got to be able to communicate your thoughts in a clear, concise manner. You need to be able to understand when somebody talks to you about that. You know, when your boss says, listen, you know, I've noticed such and such. You know, this isn't working. Here's what I need you to do. And when you hear that, you take that in and go, okay, yeah, all right, I understand
how to process that.
Exactly.
And not
be all bent out of shape.
Right, how to process that and be able to turn around and fix it.
Right. And, you know, we need to make sure that people know, and this, now you're going to think this is so obvious here. Oh, no, this thing. But come to work every day.
Oh, you hold on. Okay, wait.
Go ahead.
You were finding that was one of the main problems, or not main problems. That's one of the things you found in your survey, was that the folks just were being hired and not coming to work.
Well, they would come to work when they wanted to come to work, and they weren't showing up every day. One person told me a story, and this was great. I mean, this was one. You know how you hear a lot of stories.
Yeah.
This is the memorable one.
Yeah.
This is the one I remember. A guy calls in on Friday and said, hey, listen, I'm not going to be at work. And, you know, the person on their end was waiting to hear, oh, are you sick? You know, is there, you know, one of your kids not well? You know, something would be a legitimate reason.
Yeah, a reason, an excuse,
right,
or something.
And his reason was, he goes, I'm going fishing. And the guy, I mean, and I asked him, I said, how did you respond to that? He said, I was dumbfounded. I didn't know what to say. And so finally he said, well, you know, you may not have a job on Monday. And the guy's response was, yeah, but I'll have fish. And, I mean, and we think that if we have a job, we know you show up every day.
Yeah.
But what we're finding is that's not always the case. So we're going to have to start explaining.
You remind me. You just reminded me. I need to turn in some upcoming days I'm going to have off. I got some fishing to do.
Yeah, so we're out of there. I don't think you're not being the proper role model here, all right? I can see I'm going to have to be the straight guy on this episode. But I'm serious. You know, come to work every day, show up on time, not showing up 5 minutes after everything starts. I mean, I understand there are times weather conditions
are
bad.
Sure.
Legit. But what we're hearing is there are places where people are hiring individuals, and I mean, this is a regular habit. It's not a, you know, oh, there, you know, was a snowstorm or ice storm or no. I mean, they just, you know, oh yeah, I got up late. Yeah, and thinking that just saying that will be fine. We've got to make sure our young people coming out of high school, out of our community colleges, even out of our four-year universities know that there is more to a job than just having a degree or, you know what, and these soft skills.
Having a degree or the skill.
Right. And these people skills, you know, these are things that that we're finding are lacking in some of the employees. Now, I don't want to use a broad brush here and paint every person who's coming out of high school or junior college or colleges, they all have it. No, there are people who have these skills, and that's great. But there are some who don't. Now, how do you address that? That's the question. You can say we've got this problem and just keep whining about it, or you can do something to try to address this problem. And this is what we're after through this symposium. Now, go ahead.
I'm wondering, have you heard from, or whenever you've discovered this problem,
mm-hmm.
and I understand the discovery process, the survey and that kind of thing.
Right.
Have you searched through other commissions or other venues on how other people are dealing with this.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's part of our symposium. Some of the staff there at Greater Wabash has been all over the state of Illinois,
yeah,
and tried to look for, okay, how have other, like you said, how have other people addressed
this?
And are
other people finding it?
Yes, yes. I mean, this isn't just a Southern Illinois issue. I mean, this is throughout the state, and I guess if we really went into other states, we'd be finding the same things. And, you know, you can say, well, this is a problem, and, that, and like I said, that's great, but you need to find a solution to this. So what we've done, we've talked with other people who have went in, and they have built this partnership between the education community and the business community.
Really?
And it has been successful. And here's the thing, the beauty of it, Bruce, for me, the people we're bringing in and who are going to talk about these kind of projects are people who are from demographic areas like ours. They're from central Illinois, but it's, you know, we're not talking inner city Chicago or St. Louis or even Evansville. You know, we're talking,
not talking city livers.
No, we're talking about people.
Urban.
We're talking about people in rural areas where there is manufacturing, the farming industry, the oil, coal industry, all these, you know, people needing trades. These are the people that we're trying to find out, okay, what did you see with this, and how did you address this? And they're going to come in and share some of their success stories, you know, with the people who attend this symposium.
The symposium is when?
Okay, that I'm glad you brought that up. We should have hit that right.
Well,
off
I got to say, we'll mention when it is, and then we'll take a break, and
okay,
then we'll talk what's
right,
going on.
Our symposium is next Tuesday, August the 9th, at Carmike-White County High School Auditorium. And we're going to start registration at 9:30. If somebody wants to go online and register for this, they can go to www.gwrpc.com. Of course, that's
Greater Wabash Regional Planning Commission. Yeah. And then they'll be able to find more information about it there too, right?
Exactly, and as well as get registered.
I tell you what we'll do. We're going to talk more about the symposium and how this problem, I guess, can be addressed more. When I'm talking with Dave Savage, we'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois, back in a sec.
I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah. Please.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the WFI, well, the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 at WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Joined by Dave Savage this morning on the big show. We've been talking about the Greater Wabash Region Business Education Symposium. Actually, we've been talking mainly more about the need for it. Mm-hmm. And tell us about the symposium. Who's it aimed at, and what is the goal of it?
Okay, Dave? What we're looking for, Bruce, is we're trying to bring people from the seven counties, from the local business communities, to come in and share with us what they're seeing. You know,
In addition to your survey that you've already
had. In addition to that, you know, bringing in people from the education community. You know, I spent many years in the education community.
How many did you spend in education?
Oh, my gosh, 33.
33, how about that?
33 years total. But in that time, one of the things I found was school people will try to do whatever they can to help make the lives of their students better.
Sure.
And when we're talking about this, you know, a lot of people assume.
Even bad teachers try to make their, you know, that's the thing. It's not just good teachers. Everybody tries to.
Every teacher I've ever met has always tried.
Just may not be as good at it as some others.
Exactly. But again, trying to do what they can to make the lives of the students they have better.
Sure.
And it's the same thing with administration and guidance and everybody associated with the school business. Now, we talk many times about K-12 education, but when we're talking about like this business symposium concept, we're talking about what we call K to J. And I had never heard that term before, K to J.
I think I know what it is. What
do you think it
is? It's kindergarten to job.
Kindergarten to job,
yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And when I heard that the first time, I thought, well, you know, that makes sense. And I've had people even call me and say, well, you know, we could start some of these concepts in pre-K. And I never really thought about that. But what we're teaching are our life skills, you know, how we treat one another, how we work as a team. You know, we were talking about the soft skills concept earlier. A lot of times it's, can you work with other people?
Yeah.
Now, there are jobs where you can work by yourself, and that's fine and good, and there's a place for that. But most jobs in our society today, you have to work with somebody else.
Sure.
And when you work with somebody else, you've got to be able to, again, communicate.
Communicate.
Listen. You know, whatever. But make sure that we can accomplish the goals that we set out. So, again, we're looking, trying to bring business people in as well as people from the school. And when we talk school, we're not just talking, you know, K-12. We're talking community college as well. I have found that the community colleges in IECC have been some of the most accommodating people I've run into.
Was that right?
Oh, yes. I mean, if you come in to them with an idea and say, you know, we're seeing the following, can you put something together to address this? You know, if it's a vocational need for training, and by the way, I was involved with I don't know what you would really call it, I don't know if it's quality assurance or whatever, out here at Frontier one night. I went out with their construction program and just listened to local business people come in and say, you know, we're in the trades, here are the things that we're seeing, here's what we need. And they were sharing with, well, here's what we teach and here's the way we teach it. And there was dialogue back and forth with, hey, well, that's great, I'm glad you're teaching that, but we really need to teach that like in the first semester, not the third semester. And it's just, that's what we need. We need that dialogue back and forth so that when we find people are looking for a job, okay, who are the people hiring? And what are they looking for? And trying to do what we can to train people to be better equipped when they walk out, you know, into the world, and they go into that place of employment saying, hey, I'm looking for a job.
And this symposium is mainly then for educators and business people to be able to get together.
To bring them together, right.
Bring them together, and someone, I presume, will be running a discussion.
Well, towards the end, Bruce, we will. Right now, what we're wanting to use this symposium is kind of a springboard and get us started. You know, bring everyone together and, like I say, bring in people who have some expertise, if you will, in this field.
Sure, sure.
We have a national...
Probably bringing in HR people.
Well, those are the business people we're looking for. But when I'm talking about the speakers we're bringing in a speaker from the Delta Regional Authority. Chris Massengill. And Chris is a nationally known speaker on this topic. And he'll speak, and like I said, the first meeting, where it's more of a taking information in and then springboarding forward into activities.
Developing that, the concepts.
You know, right.
To
now,
teach.
When our speakers finish, we're going to feed everyone lunch.
How about that?
Hey, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, lunchtime.
Mom and Dad said there was no free lunch. Well, the free lunch here. Okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
Is it high school food?
Oh, no, but we're bringing in ladies from Carmi to do this catering.
There you go.
Two Chicks and a Spoon. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
Is that pretty good?
Oh, it's pretty good stuff.
Good deal.
Pretty good stuff. They do a good job. Anyway, as I was saying, as we eat lunch, we're going to ask that people sit in groups like that are centered around their local community college. So we'll have like a Frontier Community right. College area, Alney Central Community College.
That's what I put my glasses on here to make sure that all four colleges of IECC are covered in the GWRPC.
Right. Well, like I said, and then we'll also, you know, Wabash Valley will be there as well as Lincoln Trail.
Right.
And we're going to ask those school people and the business people that are close to those areas, you know, where do you see yourself, sit with those areas. I think we may even have Southeastern Illinois. Now, it's not part of the IECC,
right. But
I think they're interested. Oh,
they're close enough.
Right.
I mean, Harrisburg, El Dorado.
A lot of White County people go there.
Sure.
So, you know, we'll have those areas set out. And as you're eating lunch, share, hey, here's what I'm seeing. Here's the concerns I have. And the school people share with them, well, here's what we're doing currently. You know, is there something else we can be doing? And as I said, with this dialogue beginning like that, we're going to continue on. When I was at the high school, we had a group called PI. Larry Vest, you know, our board president at the time, Larry had a big push on this. And he came up with that acronym, PI, Partners in Education. And, you know, we did that. And I will admit, you know, I probably should have done more with that, and I let it kind of slip. I didn't think we had a meeting, but we didn't continue on. This is where I'm excited about this. I can see this continuing on and having activities and meetings to do things to help, you know, our students. You know, one of the concepts that we heard, Bruce, while we were out traveling, you remember when the military would come to the high school
sure.
when we were in school, and they'd set up a little table out there.
You bet.
And they'd encourage you, hey, here's what we've got available.
It was a part of recruiting, but I mean,
right.
It was,
well,
yeah.
Okay, you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, it was
recruiting.
Yeah.
Why can we not do that with our business community? You know, we do a job fair, and we'll
right.
bring in 30 or 40 vendors, and our students will go through those job fairs. And, all right, what was it? Who was it that said that? And it gets confusing. But you bring in one vendor. You bring in one employer, and they have a table there, you know, and they set up with what they have available. Here are the kind of jobs we have available in our place of employment. We'd like to see you, if, you know, you're qualified, to come in and apply for that job. You know, somebody said—
Actually, I would suspect you would probably like to see people who are even unqualified. They would, the job— The businesses would like to see people who are maybe unqualified but interested
right.
so they could learn what they might need
to prepare
for it.
Exactly.
Sure. Years down the road.
And it helps the schools. It helps the employer. It's a win-win for everybody involved. And I think this would be really, really good. Now, that's a great step, but that's not the only step that they can do. We've had people that have written to us in our surveys, and we've asked, you know, what are you willing to do to, you know, make this work? And we've had some interesting suggestions. We've had people say, well, I'd be willing to send a speaker into your school and talk about what we do. You know, for years, we had Airtex products here.
Yeah.
I had no clue, you know, what they did because I had never been, you know, down there.
Right.
I had many of my students went to work there. People that I knew got jobs there. People worked there for many years. I didn't know what they did because I had never been down there. And this is why we're talking about how do we get our students to see what is available in our own community. Bruce, for a very, very long time, we've had very intelligent students that graduate, go off to school, and you never see them again.
Right.
They move away.
Right.
And I think that we can retain many of our young people here in our areas. You know, through the use of technology, you don't have to go far away to do certain jobs. You can do them right here in our own community. I'd like to see us be able to retain some of our young people here, or more of our young people here.
That's certainly a lofty goal, Dave. I mean,
well, it is, but it can be achieved, Bruce. But we've got to do something about it.
You
got
to get the kid. You got to get the young people have skills to be able to help companies to be able to stay here, right?
Right, and to know what it is that company does. So you know, we bring people in to speak and share. Here are the kind of jobs we have available. What we foresee is there will be openings in these areas. Now, if you have an interest in this, then we would have that. If you have an interest over here, well, we have a job for that. And one of the things that this Delta Regional Authority, they have put out a lot of information. And like I said, it is mainly along the Mississippi River, you know, states that touch the Mississippi. They were talking that when they did this last study, there were 600,000 jobs in the United States that were unfilled because there were not people that were ready to take those jobs.
Right? So I bet you hear that often.
I have heard from several employers. We're working some of our people an ungodly amount of hours because we can't hire enough people. And how do we not hire? Well, we're not getting people to come in. Or if they come in, they're lacking this skill or that skill. And it's just not working. So you can't just keep letting a problem go on. You need to address it. What can we do and how can we make this better?
We're talking about the business symposium that's going to take place next Tuesday, August 9th, at the Carmine White County High School Auditorium. My guest across the way is David Savage. He's a grant writer with the Greater Wabash Regional Planning Commission. When he comes back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Also, I'm kind of interested in some of the skills that they may have already developed some of the teaching methods that they may have already developed to implement some of these thoughts. That'll be when we return on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM. Back in a sec. Back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. I've been talking to Dave Savage so far this morning. Dave, my old basketball coach. Do you remember doing that at all?
Oh,
or have
yes.
you forgotten all
yeah,
about
I,
that?
I remember.
Have you suppressed all that?
No. Oh, gosh, no. You know, I always kind of looked at those that year in particular. Yeah. I had you and Chris Simpson.
Me and my brother. Chris Simpson. Yeah.
It was sort of like the Miami Heat when LeBron
oh,
came.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that how you thought of it? Yeah. It reminded you of that.
You had that D. Wade look.
Sure.
Even as a
sure,
youth.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
Your brother had more of
the Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
I could see that, you know, you giving Simpson the LeBron James.
Well, you know,
that's very kind. He never forgets.
Hey, he signed up to come to this.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did.
Well,
so,
good.
You know, I got to make sure that I give him props.
That therein lies the next question. How are the are you getting good participation from the educators as well as from the business community?
You know, we have sent these flyers out, Bruce, and I think I sent one to you. You have one.
Yeah.
You saw the little loop there. It kind of shows how it all comes together. Yeah, Sarah Mann designed that. It really looks nice, and I think that it has gotten people to think about how all this plays together. But as we were looking at this, we were calling, we'd send that out, and we had a good turnout from that, but we were doing follow-up calls
with
it. And several times I would hear people say, I don't know, I'm pretty busy, I don't know if I can come or not. But once we started talking to them about what we're looking to address here, we'd start hearing them tell stories. And
really?
It was interesting. And some of the stories you're hearing from these employers, they're, like I said, it's a common theme.
Now, you gave the story of the fishing. You got any other good ones you've heard from employers that you feel at liberty that you can say? You don't have to tell me employers.
No. Well, one employer was sharing with
me. Unless you want to.
No. Some of these things were told with, anonymity.
Yeah, I bet.
But one employer had hired 20 employees to come in for a tour, and they were taking a tour of the facility.
Basically, maybe an orientation type of thing.
An orientation, right. Anyway, they're walking through, and one young man is on his cell phone the entire time texting the entire tour. So at the end of the tour, here they go, and they're sharing everyone, this is the end. What I need you to do next is to go through that door over there. There's employment people, they'll tell you the next step.
Have the forms and that kind of thing.
Yeah, we'll get you taken care of paperwork.
HR.
Well, they hold this one young man back, and he really thought he was being selected for, like, a special assignment, and he was
getting an early promotion. A battlefield promotion.
He was ready.
I like it.
So they pointed to another and said, well, you need to use that door over there. And they said, well, what's that? I said, that's an exit door. He said, exit door? I thought you hired me. He said, nah, if you can't stay off your phone long enough to get through this tour, we don't need you. Thank you for your time.
That is amazing to me that somebody in this day and age, when you have people that are looking for jobs, that somebody would come in and just, that is an obvious thing. That's an obvious thing to me. But it must not be obvious to everybody. That's the skills that you're looking to fix, aren't
they? Right. Well, as I was sharing with you off the air here, I've been doing a lot of research with this Delta Regional Authority. And they have come up with a project. They call it the 3 R's.
Uh-huh.
The 3 R's. And, of course, the first R, it says reimagine readiness. All right, what do I need to have before I go out into the workplace and start looking for a job? We've talked a little bit about this so far. The second step they have in it is re-engaging adult learners and disconnected youth. We have a lot of people who have just given up. They're like, I want a job, but I don't know how to find it. And there's skills that we're going to need to have, but to do these things, I need to know what to do. And if we address that through our local high schools, maybe even down into the junior high. I know you do junior achievement.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did. I don't
okay,
it for
well,
a few years.
But junior achievement tries to deal with some of these issues.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if junior achievement more of a business side of it, more of a monetary side of it.
Right. How to manage what you have. But even there's some skills that can be taught through junior achievement. And we've contacted junior achievement and shared with them, here's what our business people are seeing. What can we do through the curriculum? I know they update that curriculum from time to time. What can we do to update curriculum to make try to address these issues? And I know Ruth Wilson, who is our local area JA person, she's going to be here as well.
Oh, good.
So, I think we're doing a good job of getting the right people together. Now, the question is, how do we continue this on and how do we go forward? So, as I was saying, let's reconnect, people who are disassociated.
Is that the third R?
Now, the third R is this one, realign our relationships and resources.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what do we have available in our area? We were talking about how do we close this? And I don't know, maybe they thought that ministerial background I had, I'd have that be a closed down.
Sure.
So, but I was telling the staff there at our office, I said, I can see something very simple. When we get ready to have the meal part of our program and, the discussion group, give these three questions to each table. And that's this. What do you see right now? What is our current situation? What do you see right now? The second question to address, what do you want to see? What would be ideal? What do you want to happen? And then the final question, and the biggest question of them all, what are you willing to do to make this happen? What is your commitment level? It's easy for one group or another group to blame each other back and forth. That solves nothing. We need to go forward with, all right, here's what I'm seeing. Bruce, what do you see? And you share with
right.
me. And then, okay, is that what we want or do we want something better? All right, well, I want something better. Okay, well, David, what is it you want? Well, I'd like to see thus and so. And you add with your, well, you know, I agree with you on that, but I also think we need to look at thus and so, and we go forward with this. Now, the question then comes up is, how do we make this happen? The schools, you know, we have for years just, oh, the school can handle that. Just give it to the school. Let them handle that. Well, that's fine, but it's like a balloon. When you blow up a balloon, you keep putting more air and more air and more air into it. Finally, what happens? It pops. Well, you can't just keep adding things on to schools. There has to be, and again, add it on and then say,
sure.
By the way, we want you to take care of all the costs.
Yeah, unfunded mandate.
Yeah, another unfunded
right.
mandate.
Right.
Well, trust me, I can verify for all the local schools, they have all the
unfunded mandates they
can handle right now. So they're willing to help, but their question is this, how do I pay for that?
Yeah, that's what my next question was. Are you going to be looking for commitments of cash or time or both or what?
I think we're looking at a total commitment from people as both in monetary contributions, if it comes to that, mainly their time and their talent to come in and share a little bit about what they do and how somebody else could do that. You know, I know here in Wayne County, we start to look at the people who are in, you know, plumbing, an electrician,
sure.
a carpenter. The guys I know are like me, they're all getting a little older, and okay, who's going to fill those roles in the future? You know, because I had a guy tell me, he said, well, Dave, I'm a one-man operation. I mean, how can I really be any service to this? Well, the service that you're providing right now in your community is very important. But there's going to come a time
when you're not going to be there.
And maybe you don't have children who want to continue in that. Let's go look for somebody early and try to teach them this skill. And I was talking to a guy in Karma at the Lions Club down there last week. And he had told me, he pointed to the guy beside him. He said, you see this guy? He goes, yeah, he's now my competitor. I don't know I necessarily like that. But he said,
he trained him?
I trained him. He said, I taught him all the stuff he knows. And the other guy's sitting there laughing. He goes, yeah, but we have a good relationship. And they did. I mean, they were kind of a little tongue-in-cheek there. But if we're going to have operations like this. Now, what we're finding, there are people who are doing some of these things already throughout the seven counties. But we need to do even more. Because we need to keep, in my opinion, we need to keep our best and our brightest here.
Yeah.
Don't ship them off. Try to keep them local.
That's exactly right. We're talking with Dave Savage with the Greater Wabash Regional Planning Commission about the Business Education Symposium. It's Tuesday, August 9th at Carmi White County High School. Registration starts at 9:30.
You know something we didn't mention? There is no charge for this. There's no fee.
I was going to say, how much are you going to charge me for? This is a free lunch.
This truly is a free
lunch.
How
about that?
Yeah.
Tell me about this Massengill. Have I heard his name, Chris Massengill?
I don't know. Chris has been with the Delta Regional Authority for quite a while. Like I said, he is probably our keynote speaker.
I wonder why that name is familiar to me. What other speakers do you have?
Okay.
Any other speakers there?
Yes, we do. We also have Jonathan Hallberg from the Mount Vernon area. And Mount Vernon has started to incorporate some of these soft skill training mm-hmm. programs in their high school.
How are they finding success?
And they're finding it's really working. And
good.
Some of the businesses are really appreciating this. And it helps them when they get ready to hire, because when the students complete this program, on their transcript, I don't know if they get a certificate, a transcript, something. It says, student has successfully completed this program
yeah.
on these skills. So when they go into the workplace, it kind of gives that student, you know, a leg up
right.
on the other.
On somebody who may not have.
Right, who doesn't have those skills. So, you know, we've got Jonathan coming. And then finally, our last group of speakers will be Stephanie McMahon and Eric Bunfield. And they're from Central Illinois. Eric is with a company called AgriFab. And what they're doing is, you know, they have done some of these apprenticeships, internships, mm-hmm. Tours of the building, and they're going to come talk about how that has worked for them and how that has been successful.
That's going to be that's see now that's great that you're getting people who've actually
done these things,
installed it. Yeah, they're doing this
right
in this day and age.
Right, and like I said, you remember Digger Phelps?
Oh
you
yeah,
used to coach it.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Oh yeah,
Digger was one of my
hate him.
Did you? Well, I was like Digger because Digger had my kind of ideas. Digger said, "I can never be an innovator, but I can steal ideas with the best of them."
Yeah, he could steal. And he steal players too.
Well, whatever. We're not going to get into that.
I'm just teasing.
But Digger could. He'd go and he'd watch other successful people.
Yeah.
And then he would take those concepts and he'd bring them to his program. Yeah. And that's what we're doing.
He loved John Wooden. I mean,
exactly.
He basically stole John Wooden's program, tried to bring it to Notre Dame.
Right. And this is what we're saying. Let's go look at people who've been successful. Let's look at what has been, you know, their pitfalls. What has been, you know, their successes. What were the things that they did without having to recreate the wheel and go forward.
More information for this? How do the folks get a hold of it?
Okay. If they'll go online, again, at Greater Wabash Regional Planning Commission, if you Google that in, it'll take you to our website. And there's more information there. Plus, like I said, they can go online, you know, at the
GWRPC.
Right, there you go. Go to there, and you can get registered at that time. They can call our office.
I was going to say, surely a phone number.
There's a phone number, my friend. 618-445-3612. Operators are standing by.
Call to reserve your space now.
Right.
You've got room for more.
Yes, we do. Like I said, we're going to hold this down at the auditorium at Carmi White County High School. Someone asked, "Well, why did they get selected?" Well, White County
air conditioning.
White County is the only county that is actually a part of this Delta Regional Authority.
Oh, I see.
And to get Chris there, we had to hold it in one of their counties.
Hey, that works out pretty good, pretty smooth. Able to get him there, Dave. Thanks very much for coming on the show today.
Thanks, Bruce.
That's Dave Savage. My name's Bruce Dickey. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Have a great day.